Blair Walsh making 50-yard field goals. That's what you do. You have another one at Seattle this past weekend. Your first one came in week one, your first NFL game against Jacksonville. It sends it into overtime at the buzzer. You hit another field goal in overtime, and we end up winning the game. That was a fun way to start your NFL career, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun, especially getting the first win of the season in your first ever NFL game. That was definitely an experience.
Now, our special teams coordinator, Mike Prefer, was explaining to us earlier in the season that during training camp in the preseason, you would miss a field goal in a game, like a preseason game. But then every time you miss in the preseason, you had another field goal that you made after that in the game. Is that an important quality for a kicker?
Absolutely. I think it defines who you are as a kicker, and it defines what you're going to do for the rest of the game. You know, and obviously there are some situations where you don't get another attempt, but you know, your first attempt in the next game is just as important as well at that point.
You're 5 of 5 on kicks from 50-plus yards. So from that standpoint, your reputation is that of a deep kicker. But you're also 19 of 20 overall, so you're an accurate kicker. I think people gravitate toward being a deep kicker, though. Is that kind of annoying?
I think both, obviously, you want to be known as, but I don't think anybody would ever tell you that it's an annoying thing to be known as somebody who can hit the ball deep. I've been fortunate to make a bunch of deep field goals in high school, college, and the pros now. And I've always had coaches who've been willing to let me try them, too, so that doesn't hurt. And, you know, to be known for that, that's fine. I'd rather, you know, be known for being on a winning team right now and, you know, win more games than we are.
This week we play Detroit on Sunday at Mall of America Field. Last time we played Detroit, it was week 4 of this season at Ford Field, and special teams was a big reason why we won the game. You're a big part of our special teams effort, obviously. I think a lot of times people forget it's offense, defense, and special teams. There's three phases to the game.
The evidence speaks for itself there with two returns for a touchdown, and then we had a bunch of coverage plays that were nice on punt, and I think special teams is 1/3 of the game, and people overlook that sometimes. They don't realize that if you win that third of the game, then you just got to win one more third, and you win.
Mike Prefer, our special teams coordinator, we talked about him earlier. He does a pretty good job here. You and him, do you guys have a good relationship?
Absolutely. He's had a lot of faith in me, and he's spent quality time with me, coaching me up and getting me right, and you know, working on all aspects of the game from, you know, physical to psychological, and we've just sort of hit all the bases, and I couldn't ask for more from a coach.
The one thing that Coach Prefer kept talking about when we were asking him about you going through rookie minicamp and the mandatory minicamp and the preseason was he was working on something to do with your timing leading up to a field goal. Can you explain that?
I just had to slow down a little bit. I was too quick. Yeah. I was jumping the gun too quick, and I think it was causing me to be just slightly inaccurate, and we talked about the way I was missing. It wasn't like I was hitting the ball weird or irritation. They were all just slightly off, and I think that problem was huge for me. And him seeing it and us being able to adjust it has paid dividends.
I assume you have some sort of soccer background. It seems like most NFL kickers do. But when was kicking in the NFL, when did that become a possibility or a reality in your mind?
Probably my sophomore year of college. I had a really good sophomore year, and I started to realize that I had the ability to play at the next level, and if I just continued to work on some aspects of my game that needed to improve. And I did that, and I worked hard, and I was fortunate enough to get a shot. I know not everybody gets a shot coming out of college, and you know, I'm hoping to make the best of it and continue to have success.
How's life in the NFL? Do you like it?
Well, I think the thing that's the biggest difference to me, and from what I expected, is I didn't realize how much time you're actually here. And you're in the facility. I sort of thought since, you know, like, you know, you're in college and you have school and classes and you're only in the facility for a certain amount of time, I sort of thought it was just like, okay, just minus the classes now. But yeah, Really it's just adding more time to it, and you're here all the time, and it's really a job, and people overlook that sometimes.
You looking forward to coming back home and playing in front of that Mall of America Field crowd again?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, playing Detroit now, we host them. I think they're going to be looking for payback after us beating them, but it's fun to play at home and the atmosphere there, especially for, we haven't had a in-conference game at home yet.
In-division game yet.
Yeah. I'm still in college mode. Yeah. And I think that'll be a good test for us and to see where we're at.
All right, man. Good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.